VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. No comment so far from the U.S. government on the arrest by Russia's Domestic Security Service of a 48-year-old American man, Paul Whelan. He's a retired U.S. Marine. Russia says it detained him for spying. David Whelan told CNN his brother was in Moscow to attend a wedding. He says his family is deeply concerned for his safety. On Twitter, Mr. Whelan said his brother's innocence is undoubted and he trusts his rights will be respected. An infant boy was pulled from the rubble of an apartment building in the Russian city of Magnitogorsk on Monday, 35 hours after the structure collapsed. Seven people are reported dead and dozens of people are missing. The baby was dug out after emergency workers heard his cries. Temperatures overnight were minus 18 degrees Celsius. The boy survived because he was wrapped warmly in his crib. Officials in Pakistan said Tuesday that at least four security forces were killed when a group of heavily armed militants assaulted a paramilitary training center in southwestern Baluchistan province. The Pakistani military's media wing said that terrorists attempted to storm the residential and administrative blocks of the Frontier Corps facility in the remote town of Lorelei, but security guards at the external checkpoint denied them entry. The Taliban has killed more than 20 pro-government forces and captured several security outposts in northern Afghanistan. A local government spokesman told VOA on Tuesday that the insurgents staged the deadly offensive to try to take control of oil fields in Sayad district in Sar-e-Pol province. Afghan security forces, including police and intelligence operatives, deployed to the facility. This is VOA News. The Somali military has executed six al-Shabaab militants without a trial, according to officials and rights activists. A Somali military commander told VOA's Somali service on Tuesday the men have been imprisoned for the last 5 months. They were part of an assassination unit. One of them was caught red-handed as he killed a government soldier, and his arrest led us to the arrest of 5 hours, and finally, we executed them. The militants were executed Sunday by firing squad in the town of Badhere, about 300 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. The partial shutdown of the U.S. government continued Tuesday with no end in sight. In Washington, idled government workers and tourists alike are upset. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
After today, the museums of African American history, Native American history, and American history will all close. At the Air and Space Museum, Helena McGovern isn't worried about the tourist angle here. She's worried about the employees.